This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Shalom Aleichem. Okay, we have an interesting sugya. This is going on the Gemara. We actually didn't have a chance to review it yesterday. The Gemara says on Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, the first Gemara on the new Parak, Hanoisi Asoisha, Itmar Ho'imar Lechaveroi Chayiv Ani Lecha Mone. Someone who says to his friend, I am chayiv to you one money. So he obligates himself to a money. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv, Reish Lakish Amar Pater. Rabbi Yochanan says, you're chayiv. And Reish Lakish says, you are Pater. Let me get up the Mar Mekaymos here. Share. Okay, here. So the Haim el chaver chayiv ani lecha mane. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv, Reish Lakish Amar Pater. Hechi dami. What's the case? If he tells the people standing, you are my witnesses, my taima, the Reish Lakish to kapater, what would the reasoning of Reish Lakish be that you're pater? If he doesn't say, you are my witnesses, my taima, the Rabbi Yochanan to kamachayev, what's the reason for Rabbi Yochanan who says chayev? Says Gemara, la'olam d'loy ka'amar lehu atam edai. Really? We're talking about where he didn't say to him atam edai. V'hach v'mayaskinan, what are we talking about? The Amar Le, Chayiv Ani Lecha Mana Beshtar. Where he says to him, I am obligated to you a mana in a shtar. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv. Rabbi Yochanan says, Chayiv Alima Milso Deshtara Kaman De Amar Lehu Atamedim. Rabbi Yochanan says, you're Chayiv because the shtar is strong enough as if he said to them, you are my witnesses. Dami Reish Lakish Amar Pater. Loi Alima Milso Deshtara. So we're not talking about where a guy designated Edim and said, you are my Edim, that I'm Chayiv. But rather, he wrote in a shtar that he's Chayiv and he gave it over to Edim. Let's see Rashi. The Rashi on this Maramakim is not so clear, so I hope if you have the Gemara in front of you, Rashi Divrei Hamaschal La'olam Deloi Amar Lehu Atam Edai V'achav Mayaskinan B'shtara. Says Rashi, Shemasar Le'shtar B'faneinu. He gave the creditor a shtar before to Edim. V'kasav boy, and it's written in the shtar, Ani chayiv lecha mana. I am chayiv to you a mana. V'yafal pi shuksav yadayu. Even though it's his handwriting, but he didn't sign it. V'loy v'loy chasam pater. Normally, if there's just a ksav yaday without a chasima, you're pater. This that we learned in the Mishnah, if he pulls out his ksavya that he's chayiv, you could collect from the chasim nechayrim, kagoin shechasim by ani ploini levisi mani meploini. That's when he signed it. So there are no edim on it, but he signed it. So then he could collect from the chasim nechayrim kidmuchak perko ishan shenas armala dam rabaye lichtoiv chasimas yadei achaspa aval amagiltoloi. A person could write his signature on a chaspa, but not on parchment. Taima duma mishkachle, it might be found. And hoitzi olav ksav yadoi. So alma b'chasimas yadoi kamayri. In the Gemara, but the Gemara earlier, that if you write in your own handwriting that you're chayiv, it's a valid shtar, that's if you sign it. But if it was never signed, then just a shtar, an IOU, I owe plenty money, you cannot collect with it. So in this case, it's a ksavyad that he's chayiv mana, and he didn't sign it. But he did give it to the creditor, and he gave it in front of Edim. So the question is the fact that it's in a shtar, is it like, since he handed it to the guy in front of Edim, is it like he said atem Edim? That's how Rashi learns. Presumably, what this means is presumably what this means is that he is being moida, that he owes money. Not this creates the chiyuv. This is a proof that he previously owed money. Not that he's being mechayiv himself with the shtar, but that he wants the shtar to serve as proof that he, in the past, had this hischayvas. That's how Rashi learns. Not that he's makne the choiv with the shtar, but the shtar serves as evidence that this choiv exists. Toisvis, on Kuf Bezam and Aleph, Toisvis brings, V'shuv shamati mira boisai kedivrei kedvarai. Okay. V'rabbeinu tamme farish, kula sugya beloi hoida, so hay chayv loy kum metchila. Tosis learns the sugya is talking about without an admission. He wasn't chayv anything to him in the beginning. V'ha dekamer chayv ani l'chamon b'shtar. That which he says, I am chayv amane in the shtar, haynu b'shtar gomor. It's a complete shtar. Shechasmu hitev. He signed it. Not like Rashi that he didn't sign it. He signed it. He wants to be meshabed and obligate himself with the shtar. Rashi learns he's not mechayiv himself with the shtar. He was already chayiv. The shtar will serve as evidence that he was already chayiv. Tosfos learns that he wants to be mechayiv himself with the shtar, so Tosfos learns that he signed it. Uvaha pligi Rabbi Yochanan Savar. This is what they argue on. Rabbi Yochanan Savar Alima Milsa Deshtara La'aknuye Beshtarzeh K'may Shehoide B'fnei Edim. Rabbi Yochanan learns that the shtar is strong to be makne, like if he would be moide before Edim. And a little later on the line, Tosfos says, well, wait a second. You could be makne a shibud with a shtar. Think about it. When you're makne a hischayvos, you're not makne karka. You're makne metaltalin. Could you be makne metaltalin with a shtar? Ein letmaya hechi mishtabed b'shtar zeh ha ein metaltalin niknem b'shtar. Metaltalin is not nikne b'shtar. The yeshloimer dohol v'torach lemichtav shtara. Says Tosfos, since you were matriach to write a shtar, gomar umeshabe nafshe, shahare afilu ba'amira ba'alma yeshram shaniknim. There are things that you could transfer even with amira. So Tosfos is bothered. How could you be meshtabed or makne metaltin with a shtar? Tosfos says, Asvara, since you were matriach to write the shtar, you are gomar umeshabe nafshe. Let's see the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Tesvav, Hamechayiv Atzmai B'Mamayin La'achar B'loy Tnai Kal. Someone who obligates himself monetarily to someone else without any stipulation. Afal Pishol Haya Chayiv Loy Klum, even though until now he wasn't Chayiv anything. Hareza Chayiv, now you're Chayiv. Shadavar Zeh Matanahi. This is a Matana. It's not nasmachta. So the Rambam learns that you could be mechayiv yourself with amira ba'alma. Ketzad ho'imer le'edim, someone who says to edim, hevu alai edim, you should be edim shani chayiv le'ploini mana, that I'm chayiv amana to ploini. Oisha kasav loy b'shtar, or he wrote in a shtar, hareini chayiv l'cha mana, afal pi she'en sham edim, even if there aren't edim, Oisha Amar Loi b'fnei Edim, or he said in front of Edim, Harini Chayiv l'chamane b'shtar. He said in front of Edim, I am Chayiv amane n'shtar. Afal pi shaloi Amar atam edai. Hoel v'amar b'shtar. Since he said b'shtar, he said in front of Edim, I am Chayiv to this guy amane in the shtar. Or he wrote in the shtar, I am Chayiv amane. In all of these cases, Hareza kamisha amar hevi alai edim. It's as if he said, you should be edim, v'chayiv l'shalem. And he has to pay afal pi sheshnei amoidim, even though they're both agree. V'edim yoidim shal hayalai es lai klum. Even though they both agree, and the Edim know, there was no Hischaivas. He never owed the money. But now he's Mechayiv himself. Sharei Chayiv Atzmai. K'moy she'ishtabit ha'arev. Just like a cosigner. An Arev wasn't Chayiv, but he's Mechayiv himself. So just like a cosigner could be Mechayiv himself for my loan, I could be Mechayiv myself for a loan that never happened. So the Rambam is taking it further than Tosfos, because Tosfos is learning the guy wrote and signed the shtar and handed it in front of Edim. Here, the Rambam paskins, someone who says to Edim, be Edim that I'm chayev to ploini amane, or he wrote in a shtar, hareini chayev l'chamane, even if they're not Edim, or he said in front of Edim, I am chayev amane b'shtar, even though he didn't say atam edai. Says the Magid Mishnah, where did the Rambam get this from? Look in the Magid Mishnah, Hamachayv Atzav Mamay La'achar, B'ksuvas Parak Hanoise K'moy She'ezbar. The source is our Gemara. Gar Sinan B'Hanoise, the Gersa in the Gemara is Itmar Ha'im El'chaber Chayv Ani L'chamane, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayv Eshtakash Amar Potter. And the Gemara says, Hechi Dami, and the Gemara answers, you didn't say atamedai. V'hachma yaskin shamar lechay v'ani lechaman b'shtar. Rabbi Yochanan says alima milsa d'shtar command amar lo atamedai, and Rish Lakish says pater. So now Rashi learned, you wrote in a shtar that I'm chayiv, and you gave it in front of Edom. But the Rambam says you wrote in the shtar and you chayiv, even though there aren't Edom. And the Magid Mishnah says, "V'zeh pirush hamachaber." This the Rambam explains the Fihanira that ha'omer chayiv ani l'cha pirush shabalas chayiv b'loy hava. Not like Rashi that he is mechayiv himself to a previous loan. He's mechayiv himself now to a loan that never happened. He's mechayiv himself to the guy di b'hava. Because if we're talking about a hava, via machlekosam b'koyfer achar shahoydeloy achoyv, and we're talking about where he denies after having already admitted, meaning according to Rashi, what's the case? The case is the guy is saying that he's chayiv the money that he previously borrowed. Well, if he says that, so then he should have to pay it. Oh no, it has to be talking about where now he denies it. Well then, that's an important piece of information that's missing from the Gemara. In other words, the reason why Tosfos argues on Rashi, according to Rashi, where the guy's admitting to a previous debt, then of course he has to pay. Oh no, he's denying it now. Well, why didn't the Gemara say that the case is he's denying it now? So the Rambam also learns he's mechayiv himself in a new debt. Because if he is mechayiv himself in an old debt, then the case has to be where he's denying it. The Gemara should have said he denies it. So it comes out, we have three opinions. This did not come out clear. This Dvar Yaakov. Yeah, I'll try to read it. The Dvar Yaakov points out we have three shitos in the Rishonim. He says, Yesh kan gimel shitais. Number one, Aleph, shitas Rashi. Demayri shekasa v'ksav yadai. He wrote in his handwriting without a signature, b'derach hoida, as way of admission, l'sha'avar, in the past, shu chayv mane. V'nechalku Rabbi Yochanan Rishlakish, she mekivan shehoida nechteva b'shtar. Do we say, since the admission is written in a shtar, have a hoida, that's a valid hoida, ay shegam al hoida b'shtar, or could you, even on a admission in a shtar, yachalem mishata nibcha? Could the guy say, I wrote in the shtar, I was just joking? So Rabbi Yochanan holds, alima milsa the shtara, that you can't say, nah, mishata nibcha, I'm just fooling around. Even though he didn't say atemedai, a shtar is significant enough that the guy can't say I was fooling around when I admitted. And Rashi adds, that we're talking about where you gave over the shtar in front of Edim. And he brings the Maharam Shif that if he didn't hand it over in front of Edim, there is no real Haida. Meaning a shtar alone would not be a valid Haida. It's in conjunction with the fact that you gave it over in front of Edim. The Shita of Rabbi Notam is that in the Hava Mina, we're talking about an admission for a past debt. Aval Maskana. But in the end, when we say Hachab Mayaskinan, where Chayv Ani L'chamana B'shtari, it's talking about where you're coming to him Mechayv Anu Is Chayvas. And the question is, could you be Mechayv Anu Is Chayvas through a shtar? Or do we say, is it like Metaltalin that it's not Nikna B'shtar? Now he brings from the Ran and the Ritva that why didn't Rashi want to learn like Tosfos? That we're talking about a new Hischaivas. Because Rashi holds it's not Shaykh to be Mechayiv a Hischaivas in a Shtar because Hischaivas is Metaltalin, which is not Nikna B'Shtar. By the way, you could argue and say maybe Rashi would agree to Tosfos that potentially you could be Mechayiv a His chayvus in a shtar, but since the Havamino was talking about a previous debt, so in the Maskana Rashi feels we're not falling off of that. We're still talking about a previous debt. The Rambam, the third way to learn the Gemara, and the Rama learns the Gemara Kepashtos. That you're moide in front of Edim, that you're chayiv amana b'shtar. And even though there's no chiyuv, there's a nuhis chayvas. Even though you didn't say atam edai, since you said you're chayiv in the shtar, it's as if you say atam edai. So according to the Rambam, again, according to Tosfos, we're talking about Hischaivus Chadasha. And the question is, could you be Mechayiv Hischaivus Chadasha al Yedei Ashtar? According to the Rambam, we're talking about your Moide in front of Edim, that you're Chayiv to your friend, a Mane b'shtar. I'm not sure how is the Rambam different than Tosfos. You see, Tosfos learns that the hischaivus is chal through kinyan shtar. The Rambam seems to say the hischaivus is chal without the shtar. But the guy saying that he's chayiv in the shtar. I mean, Tosfos learns the shtar is creating the hischaivus. According to the Rambam, it's the amira that's creating the hischaivus. It's ha'imer la'idim, havi la'idim shani chayv l'ploni mana. So that's like saying atem edai. Or he wrote in a shtar, harini chayv. Or she'amar loy b'fnei edim harini chayv l'chamana b'shtar. So according to the Rambam, it's not the shtar that's creating the hischaivus, it's the amira by saying that I have a hischaivus in the shtar that creates a new hischaivus. I just want to point out just one thing. The shach says, why didn't Rashi learn that we're talking about where he's Mechayiv himself now? Why does Rashi say we're talking about where he's admitting to a past debt? So the Shach says it because Rashi would hold that you can't be Makna Hischaivus through a shtar. The Shach says, Ula Rashi b'chol gavni loy mahani kish Mechayiv achshav. According to Rashi, in all circumstances, it doesn't help if you're Mechayiv now. Kamasha kasa beis Yosef v'das Rashi v'chem pirish b'shul tegi boirim. B'shem Riaz, Zoshen Habalas Chai B'Davar Shein Mechuyev Bayi. someone who is coming to be chayev and something that he's not chayev in, b'makayim, in a situation where there's no marriage, chibas chitun, kagan she'amar harini mechuyav litein l'chamana, afal pi she'amar le'edim atim edai, even though he writes a shtar signed, Rashi holds you can't transfer a hischaivus through a shtar. So at least these are two basic ways of learning the Gemara. Rashi learns the guy's admitting to a past debt, and Tosfos says the guy is mechayv himself now. According to Tosfos, the kinyan is through the shtar. The Rambam seems to learn the kinyan is not through the shtar. The kinyan is through the amira. When you say that there is a hischaivus through a shtar. Okay. These are the various ways of learning this sugya. In terms of this week, Monday and Tuesday, yeah. But next week, I'm away a little bit. So I think I'm going to try to do an amud tonight. Tonight's amud is extremely short. It will probably be around 8:30 tonight. Okay. Hatzlacha Rabba. Kol Tov. Have a good day. Be well.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.